This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A word now about commercial real estate. Google. That's the word. Google. The company announced today it's going to spend $7 billion on real estate this year after taking a pause in 2020. 19 states are in line for pieces of that investment. Data centers, yes, for Google's cloud computing businesses, but also just plain office space, making room for thousands of hires in Atlanta and Chicago, to name just two big cities, and new offices in Texas and Mississippi. Marketplace's Erica Barris now on what all that means.
Google will be meeting workers where they are, says Lisa Pruitt, a law professor at the University of California, Davis, who studies the rural-urban divide.
It does permit people who might have an attachment to, you know, their Midwestern or Southern state or community, it gives them an opportunity to stay.
Investing this much in office space also means the company is expecting workers to go back to the office, says Scott Kessler, an analyst at Third Bridge.
I think they're really signaling that there is a tremendous value in having kind of a base of operations where people kind of congregate and work together in person.
In addition, an expansion like this can build up local goodwill, says CFRA analyst John Freeman, especially where it's building new facilities, like in Mississippi and Minnesota.
Oh, they're the guys right down, you know, they have a little office here, and we know people that work there, right?
Google may need to build on those ties, says Mary Hunter McDonald, a management professor at Wharton.
The strategy allows the company to broaden its relationships with different states in a way that might hopefully engender some broader support from a more varied political constituencies.
Google is facing several lawsuits, and the company is under increased scrutiny from congressional regulators. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.